All right, we're going to be doing things slightly different this morning. It'll be your choice about what songs we sing. We'll have a short song service and then get right to the message. 58 in the pink book, the 101 book. We'll sing that first and then from there we'll take a few favorites. 58.
I don't remember the exact number in the hymn book, but
still my soul.
570,
okay. 570 in the book. All right, I'll get to things in just a second. I want to take care of announcements very quickly. First, everybody dreads this every single year, but we still have to do it every year. Next, Saturday night, set your clocks ahead 1 hour. You're going to lose an hour of sleep. It comes really early this year. So make sure you do that before you go to bed on Saturday evening. And we're going, we'll all be here on Sunday morning, and we'll be okay. So just make sure you do that on Saturday evening before you go to bed. Also, I mentioned this at Sunday school, there are two cards over here on the organ. The first one is for Brother Bob Hitchens. He had the hip replacement surgery back on the 18th, and he's doing well. He does have some pain, but he's slowly progressing, and he's in therapy and whatnot, so he's doing pretty well. And his birthday is also tomorrow, so this would be a combination, feel better, get well, and happy birthday, all in one. So that's, that card's there, and then most of you probably already heard that Mrs. Waite went home to heaven. And we have a card there on the organ for Dr. Waite and the family, and encourage them in their time of sorrow. Thank the Lord, we don't sorrow as the world does. Those that have gone on to heaven, we'll see them again. So that's a blessing. So after the service this morning, you can take the time to write a little note of the card in and go through the cards. I'm sure both parties will be blessed by that. So don't have any other announcements that I'm aware of at the moment. So Cheryl, your hand was up, go right ahead.
I don't know what page it is, and I don't know what you...
I'm listening.
But it says, "Lord, have Jesus."
We don't have that in any of our books, surprisingly enough.
Then it is well...
417 in the hymn book.
417.
417.
818. Thank you. Maybe we'll talk a little more at the very end, too. Yes?
357.
357. Why don't we stand as we sing this song? 357.
It sure is good to be in church this morning. Amen. You're a little fibbing on that. It's cold this morning, but it's warm inside here where the people of God are praising God, singing songs unto God. I mentioned Sunday school. I feel kind of favored with this heater right alongside me. But if you'd like to benefit from that, I'd be more than glad to have you come fill up the front row, second row, third row. So if you wanted to come up here and sit by the heat, then you're more than welcome to come. But that is something else. There's one in the back, too, for the back row Baptists back yonder. You can sit in the back. Just get up and take your chair back yonder there, and you'll be all right. Amen. It's good to be in God's house. I'm glad to be in God's house every time the door is open. Don't get scared with all that pages of notes I'm pulling out. Good to be here. Good to be in God's house. Good to be in God's house anytime you possibly can. I'm glad for people who you came. You didn't know there was no heat when you came. And you didn't have the courage to get up and walk out because we'd call you up. Well, I don't know what we'd call you, but I'm glad you're here. I hope nobody catches cold from being here. And take your Bibles if you would. It's good to be in God's house. I'll say that one more time. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and we'll look at a verse or two. And two biggest lies that have been perpetrated upon the American people. Number one is, hi, I'm from the IRS, and I'm here to help you. And the other is when the preacher gets up on Sunday morning behind the pulpit and says, Good to have you here this morning. I will not be long. There you go. So there you got your choice between those two. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and I'll read verse number 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Songwriter said, it's a grand thing to be a Christian. It's the best thing I know. It's a grand thing to follow Jesus anywhere and everywhere we go. It's a grand to be a soldier in his army here below. For it's the grandest thing to be a Christian. It's the best thing I know. And I said along the way, if it is, tell your face. About three of you smiled on that. The rest of you were kind of too frozen. You can't smile if I want to smile. But if it's going to freeze anyway, not with a frown, but have it freeze with a big smile on your face. It's a grand thing to be a Christian. We don't bemoan the fact that we're privileged to come to church. We don't bemoan the fact, really, that it's cold. We got a lot of spiritual warmth in here. And your singing's great. Your testimonies are great. Living for God is great. And here we are. We're new creatures in Christ. You all remember what you were like before you got saved? Uh-huh. And now we sing the song, the things I used to do, I don't do them anymore. Amen. The Baptists are still singing that song. Things I used to do. The rest of God's out there singing, the things I used to do, I do them all the more. And so I'm glad that you're here and that you're singing. It's a grand thing to be a Christian. It's the best thing I know. Title of the message. And I'm going to be that preacher that I told you a second, but I won't be long this morning. And so I shouldn't have told you that illustration or story. Yeah, right. I'm trying to look at some notes, and this is an hour and a half message, so I'm going to cut down to 45 minutes. All right. Amen. Keep laughing. Warm it up. Title of the message is Just in Your Nature. From this verse, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. You had a sinful nature before you got saved. You did not have to be instructed on how to sin. If you had a good parent that tried to beat the sin out of you, and if you didn't have a good parent, when they sent you to school, the teacher tried to beat it out of you. And, you know, it's a grand thing to be a Christian because somebody chose you the way and walked you that way. And when you got born again, you got a new nature. Now, there's dwelling within your breast two natures. You have the old nature and you have the new nature. Now, one of those you're going to feed. And the one nature that you feed is going to dominate if you feed it more than the other nature. And so we need to select those things for which would cause the new nature to grow. You like to pick on food, and you go and you pick on this and you pick on that, and it's been there too long, and it's not all as nourishing as it used to be. And in our churches today, we need some nourishment. We need some replanting of the Word of God so that we can be dynamic about what. See, some of you have been saved for a long period of time. And when you got saved, it was dynamic, it was exciting. And some have lost that dynamics and excitement. Do you remember the first time you went to church? Whew, wow, that was good. How come you didn't preach longer? Now you've been going to church for, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, and you already got this alarm clock set so I can hear it when it rings. It's in a new nature. When you got saved, you got a new nature. Two natures dwell within my breast. One is vile, the other blessed. You know, the one I feed the most is going to dominate. And we need to feed the spiritual nature. We are in a culture that is lacking in nutrition. You know, there's a lot of folks out there go crazy about the calories and the protein and all this kind of stuff and what you have and or whatever, you know, and you want to do that, that's just fine. My wife does it for me and see how dynamic and alive I am. And so, you know, you have that. And spiritually, we need to continue to be fed the Word of God. Now, when we get fed, you got to do something with what your energy level has. Our churches in the Northeast, they're just maintaining and sustaining. I thank God for a place that has the Word of God to be proclaimed and proclaimed throughout the land, and a vision that wants to do more for God. It's just in your nature. When you got born again, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. I want to talk to you for just a few moments this morning about your new nature. It's in your nature. Now that you got born again, it's in your nature to say amen every once in a while.
Amen.
It's in your nature. This is a two-way street. You look like, you know, you get it, amen. And so that's a new nature. You probably, if you were like myself going to a Lutheran church, nobody ever said amen. And it was quiet and dull, and nobody had anything to rejoice about. But you got a whole lot of things.
Right.
If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. You've been added, and you want to nullify those two natures that you have. The one you feed the most is going to dominate. All right? And so you need to keep feeding the new nature so that it dominates and the old nature dies off. There are certain things we just do by nature. If you were a dog, what would you do by nature? Talk to me. I want to get some steam up in here and get some of this hot air out. Run around, you bark. There's some characteristics of that nature. There ought to be some characteristics of you when you got born again. And not even some things that you had to read it in a book or have a catalog given to you. You just rejoice. Praise God. Thank God I'm free from this world of sin. You just like to sing just a little bit more, even though your voice didn't change the meaning of those words that you sang. There's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispered sweet enough. And you got something new when you got saved. And you got some character traits. All right? What do birds do? I'm looking for a demonstration. No. They tweet. Okay. They. And God, there's certain character traits about Christians. The song, Things I Used to Do. I may have just said that to you a few moments ago. Did I just say it to you? I'm glad you were listening. I wasn't. Amen. Let me go on. You have a new nature. I jotted down here in my notes, birds, they chirp. Dogs, they bark. Cats, they meow. Babies, they cry. Wives, they... Can't read that one, Ma. All right. It's just in your nature. Allow me, if you would, turn to Jeremiah. If your hands can still move, turn to Jeremiah 15 and verse number 16. It's just in your nature. Now that you've been born again, now that there's a new nature dwelling within you, it's just in your nature to love the Word of God. What light is this shining so brightly for me that gives me such courage, the right way to be? That's the Word of God. I love the old Bible, precious old Bible. Our youngsters learn to sing the B-I-B-L-E as that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Is that right? Am I spelling it right? Is that right? Can you help me? The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E, Bible. All right, good. It's in your nature. It wasn't in your carnal, fleshly nature, but it's in your spiritual nature today to sing those songs. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he's watching me. That's why you sing. You may not have the best voice in the world, but you got the best heart. It's God's heart. It's been transplanted. It's in you. And we sing. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Come before his presence with what?
Singing.
And that's the way we ought to be. And you sing because it's now in your nature. Jeremiah 15, verse 16. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. It is in now your nature to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve him with gladness. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Let me say to you this morning, number one, it's in your nature to love the word of God. To have a fondness and affection for the word of God. Not that you would understand it from cover to cover, but you can love it from cover to cover. You know, there's some things you love, but you don't totally understand. I don't know the chemical composition of, say, strawberries, but I sure do love them. You may not know certain things, but you love it. And it's in your nature to love the Word of God. Turn your Bibles if you would. This will keep you warm, turning. Psalm 122. It's in your nature to love the Word of God. It's in your nature to worship. It's in your nature to worship. To love to worship. It's in your nature to love to worship. To love the worship of God. I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord. You can sit around and criticize the saints, but I came to praise the Lord. Amen? It's just in your nature to love the worship of God. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We are happy people, praise the Lord. All right? This culture right here is a happy culture. And too often I've said, if you're happy, tell your face. Now, I know you get tired of hearing that or you've heard it before or whatever, but somewhere along the way, something's got to happen. Southern folks were generally known for the Bible Belt crowd down there. They were generally known for smiling a whole lot and so forth. And they had these little wrinkles in the side of their face. Remember that? You know, right there? What happened to the Yankees up here? You better borrow your wife's mascara and draw some lines down here. So somebody might look like you're spiritual just a little bit because you got a happy face. Where's your happy face? I was stopping on my way up to school. We have a Christian school. On my way up to school to get my normal breakfast, chocolate cupcakes and Diet Coke, in a little like 7-Eleven store. And I went in and the guy behind the counter, he looked at me and he said, where's your happy? Maybe I was getting gas, but anyway. He said, where's your happy? Where's your happy? And most of the time when I stopped for gas or stopped to get my Diet Coke, I was smiling. For some reason that morning, I wasn't smiling. And I took it as a compliment because he wanted to know where my happy was because most of the time I was smiling. Now, it's not good for periodically not to smile, but you know, it wouldn't hurt us as a group of believers to be happy. I found the Lord a rich man. And you know, if you found some money, woo-wee, I found the Lord a rich man of mine. That's something to be happy about. I'm going to heaven, can't wait. Going to see Jesus, can't wait. Heaven's so wonderful, bright and fair. What? Praise the Lord, I'm going there. You don't want to do that with a, praise the Lord, I'm going there. Uh-huh. But I haven't smiled in about X number of years. It doesn't crack. Yeah, it's not going to, you know, fracture. You can smile. You're doing a good job. Some of you, I don't want to point anybody out, but I mean, you're really good. You're saying, all right, that's good. Some of you have to concentrate on it now. I've got to think about smiling. No. Well, think of how good heaven's going to be. Just think of how good living with saints is going to be. Number one, I said, it's just in your nature to love the Word of God. And it's just in your nature to love the worship of God. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. This is the Lord's day. And it belongs to Him. Number one, it's your nature to love God. It's in your nature to worship God. Number three, it's in your nature to love the work of God. To love the work of God. Work for the night cometh when no man can work. Ephesians chapter 2, if you would. Ephesians chapter 2. Now, if you're not really turning, just take your Bible and rattle it a little bit. It's appeasing to the preacher. And just, you know, get to the place. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 10. For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. We love the work of God. We love to do God's business. We love to do God's business. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Songwriter said, work for the night is coming. There's going to come a time when it's not going to be. And, you know, we've seen back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, even into the 80s, to start and establish a church was not as difficult as it is today. And it's not as easy today, if you want to use that word, but it's not as easy today to start up a work for God and to keep a work for God going. And we need to have that desire to reach out. It's in your nature, if you knew it and didn't know it, it is in your nature to love the work of God. What's the work of God? What's the work of God? What does God want you to do? All right, we're soliciting some words, some activities that God wants us to do. Read your Bible, pray every day. And so there's sufficient information, there's sufficient knowledge of what you know God wants you to do. We do it because we love Him. My wife does what she does for me, not because I mandate it, not because I dictate it, but because she loves me. And our general populace in our Christian community, they're there. But we have to wonder sometimes, do we really love God? Did I come to church this morning because I love God? And I want to worship with God's people. I want to worship with people that love Him and will work and labor for Him. Amen. It's just in your nature to love the work of God. We sit here in this place. I don't know anybody who worked on this building, but somebody loved the Lord and said, we're going to do something for God. What we do is for God. We're going to visit. You know, a lot of churches in the Northeast have mandated visitation time. I'm of the opinion that visitation time is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I'm not talking midnight if you go out in the door. But it doesn't hurt to have that idea that you're going to love the work of God. I can remember almost like it was yesterday. I was in Seaside, Point Pleasant area down along the shore in New Jersey. And I had promised God I was going to give a track out that day. And it got to be about 11:45. And I hadn't given the track out. And I was at home. And I said to Mom, I'm going to give out a track. So I went down along the beachfront and found it was a 7-Eleven store. And the guy was standing outside 7-Eleven store. I said, sir, I know it's going to sound kind of strange, but I promised God that I'd give out a track today. And I'm running out of time. Basically, I'm saying word for word. But I'm running out of time. Could you do me a favor and take this track? I said, it talks about God, talks about the Bible, talks about salvation. Would you mind taking it? I said, that's crazy. He took the track. I don't know if he got saved after that. But I promise God, I give a track out every day. Yeah. I forgot to give a track out yesterday. Would you take two? That's better than not giving them out. Come on now. Some of you sitting back there and saying that's shame on him. That's better than not giving them out. Some of us have come out with a whole stack of about 45 tracks. I haven't given these out in 45 days. Would you mind taking them and giving them to your friends? I wonder what somebody would do if you walked up with that. You say, well, that's crazy. It's crazy not doing it. Where was I? It's just in your nature. I'm talking about you as a born-again Bible believer. It's in your nature. It's implanted by the Holy Spirit of God when you got saved. It's in your nature to love to work for God, whatever God wants you to do. Whatever God needs you to do, be willing to do it. The church today is hurting for workers. We need to volunteer. A volunteer for Jesus, a soldier true. Others have enlisted. What did the songwriter say? Why not you? Why not you? Others have enlisted. Number one, we said it is in your nature to love the work of God and the word of God, excuse me, and to worship God. And it's to love the work of God. Bobby Richardson said that thing. Only when life will soon be passed, only what's done for Christ will last. It's something that we've got to do for God. When I say got to, it's not a negative got to. It's something you have to do. Yes. When Ron and I got married, there were certain requirements that we had for each other. This is what we have to do. We've been doing it for a good number of years. No, I didn't forget. It was 55 years. Thank you. It's just in your nature to love to witness for God. It's in your nature just to love to witness for God. I mentioned to you of just being in a store and just to talk to somebody. You ever get a baseball fan? Somebody who is, you know, really interested in baseball, and you just start a conversation and they just keep right on talking, keep on talking, keep on talking, keep on talking. You get some Christian folks and all they want to do is talk about the Lord. That's it. No matter where they are, no matter what they're doing. My brother was very annoying to me before he got saved. I mean, before I got saved. He got saved before me. And when he got saved, I cannot exaggerate, but he got saved from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. I mean, he was a religious fanatic. He was hellfire and brimstone straight down the line about being born again. I wasn't saved. He was an embarrassment to me because we go to get something fixed or do something, and he just wanted to talk to the mechanic. He wanted to talk to the shopkeeper about the Lord. I mean, it just that's all he wanted to talk about. I remember in a garage, he was brought his car in there, and I went with him, and the mechanic's underneath the car working on it. My brother's right alongside of him. Now, you need to know that Jesus loves you, and Jesus died for, and the guy kind of just cracked the wrench. You know, he's hitting his finger on the thing, and, you know, he's using the Lord's name, but he's using it in vain. And my brother's there, just keep witnessing to him, witnessing to him, witnessing to him. My brother is now 81 years of age. He's in Cleveland. Where's Joe at now? He's in Cleveland. And when he's strong enough and healthy, he's out on the street corner passing out gospel tracts. It's worth it all. It's worth it all to love the witness. Could I challenge our hearts universally to do just a little bit more than what we've been doing? There's beautiful track racks. People don't walk in here off the street saying, I want to know how to get saved. I want to know how to live for God. And I'm going to go into that church and get a track rack. The doors are locked. They're not looking for what you have to offer them. So we've got to take what you have to offer them and take it into the marketplace. It can be on scheduled visitation. Amen. But it's better sometimes. It's better sometimes to just do it naturally. Just naturally. Get a handful of those tracks and just naturally pass them out. Just naturally pass them out. I mean, you do it. Come up with a creative way. I was going to give you this, but I'm not going to give it to you. What? What are you talking about? Never mind. I got to go. Oh, well, here, I'll take it as a go. Think of some way. How many of you are shy? I don't think we have one. We have one, two. We have two shy people here. The rest of you are bold as a lion. You know, that's not the case. It definitely. You're looking at a very shy, withdrawn person. This is not my nature to stand here. I was an engineer. You know what engineers are? They are not very outspoken. They're not very bold. They're just quiet people. Sit back in a corner with their slide rules and calculators and all that kind of stuff. But God got a hold of my heart and said, well, you better try and do something. Do something. My motto, do something for God. It's just in your nature to love to witness. I love to tell the story. I love the song. I love to tell the story. Let me mention one more thing this morning. Turn your Bibles. I didn't have you turn there, but anyway. Luke chapter 24. Luke 24 and verse 32. Rattle the pages so I don't have to look up to see if you're turning. Luke chapter 24 and verse 32. It's just in your nature to love to walk with God. It's in your nature to love to walk with God. And they said one to another, verse 32, and they said one to another, did not your heart, our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? Isn't it good to walk with God? Isn't it good to have somebody to talk to? Isn't it good to have somebody that you talk to listen to you? That's good. You know, it's good to talk to God, but you need to know that God's listening to you. It's, well, answer. When God talks to you, you'll find your answer in maybe the Sunday morning message. Maybe you'll find your answer in a Bible reading time that you had, a scripture you were reading. Maybe a Christian friend shared something with you from the Word of God, and you got to hear from God. And you love to walk with God and talk with God. It's in your nature to love to do these things with God. I jotted down here in the bottom of the page, it's out of your character for you to love the walk with the world. When you were courting, it was in your nature to want to spend time with the young lady you were with. It's out of your nature. If you've got an affinity and affection for this particular individual, then you want to spend almost all the time, maybe all the time that you possibly could. And that's why he said, will you marry me? Well, we have a marriage with the Lord Jesus Christ. And he walks with me and he talks with me. And he tells me I am his own. It's wrong for the one. And I've been married 55 years. You can count on maybe two hands the times that we've been apart. I mean, when you see Rev, you see Ma. When you see Ma, you see Rev. The two should be one. We walk together that way. And you want to have that in your life, that they'll see Christ in you. If you met me, you've met my wife. You met my wife, you met me. Could we not, in our Christian endeavors, manifest Christ more than what we are doing? It's just in your nature. It's in your nature. When you got saved, God put it in your nature. And the devil's come along and nullified that or tainted that or dirtied that or put it down, where we're not as powerful as what God intended us to be in our nature. Our nature. It's not your nature as a Christian to love the world. It's not in your nature. It's in your carnal nature, but it's not in your new spiritual nature. And there's a battle that rages. Would not we ask God to help us in this battle? Lord, the battle's yours. The battle's yours. I want to be a soldier. Am I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb? And shall I fear to own his cause and blush to speak his name? Heavenly Father, we thank you for these few moments. These folks have been gracious sitting here, freezing, shivering, nose running. But Lord, may our hearts be running over with our love for you. May we desire this morning to do more than we've ever done before. And we might hear one day, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Help us to recognize that it's not wise to have a profession of faith and live in another direction. Lord, help us to recognize that you'd have us to be all that you want us to be. May our hearts and our lives be anew and afresh surrendered to you, that we might hear one day, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for a place that you raised up here, group of people that you gathered together. May all that's done be pleasing to you, I pray, in Jesus' name, amen. Want to sing a song?
Yes.
You got it.
Just walk with him.
thank you, Father, for a good day. We thank you for each one who is here. Pray that you would use your word to speak to our hearts. We pray that we would be looking for those opportunities to share your word with people. We pray that hearts would be receptive. Help us to remember that it is our job to share the word of God. It is not our job to save the people. That is your Spirit's job.
That's right.
Help us to be faithful in what you've called us to do. Pray your blessing will be upon each one of us. Dismiss us now with your blessing. Help us to safely reach our destinations according to your will and your way. We pray that we'll be back here again at the next appointed time. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Have a great day, everybody.